What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The thing I would say that stands out, and probably a good bit of it, Rick, comes from the quarterback spot of poise in those spots. And that comes from, you know, one, the work that you put in, and you can tell that he puts in the extra work. And we've had to be in some fights. So as a team that's still growing here, Red, I would say we haven't had great, you know, we haven't won all those tight matches. But, man, you got to be in those fights. We're, you know, as you're getting into 13 wins, you think, man, there's some blowouts. Just the opposite, man. We've been in 8 or 9, 10, hell, I don't know, even more close fights. And as a coach, I couldn't be more pumped for that, because when it does get into those moments, we don't tighten up, man.
That's the voice of Dan Quinn, and that's my answer. Welcome back. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Toby in for GP. We are at Uptown Alley in Manassas. The crowd is bumping. Food stuff being consumed. I've seen some people, and it's fine, with alcoholic beverages. I've seen that. That's okay. As long as you're of legal age, Toby. A couple years for you, you're almost there. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. Why do you believe? Before we bring John Jansen on, former Washington great, at 5 o'clock, they're underdogs. We're not doing this. We're not celebrating today a great season. We're not celebrating an opportunity to go to the NFC title game because we all think they're going to get their butts kicked. There's a little voice inside you. Some people it's a shout. Some people it's a whisper. I believe they can do this. So the question is simple. I'll get back to it. I just kind of teased my answer here. Toby, why do you believe? 800-636-1067. What's got you thinking? You know what? They could do this.
Three times this season, they have not turned the ball over, not punted. You think about that game in Cincinnati where they scored every time they touched the football. It's hard to lose when you score every time you touch the football. When you've got Jaden Daniels on your side, you've got the better quarterback going against, yeah, better team, but you've got the better quarterback, you've got a shot. And so when you've got an offense that has shown me throughout the season in different iterations, by the way, we've seen iterations that look incredibly unstoppable. We've seen iterations that can't run the football. We've seen iterations that are entirely dependent on Jaden Daniels. And they've done it in all those different ways. Right now, they're probably entirely dependent on Jaden Daniels, and he's gotten it done. And so, outside of just saying a simple two-word answer of Jaden Daniels, Danny, I'll say this. The offense has shown me throughout the season that if they need to go win the football game, they can go win the football game. And by the way, it's not something where they just have to go put up 40. Last week, the defense did a good job and kept them in it, and the offense did a good job of controlling the game and holding the ball. But if you get the ball to Jaden Daniels in a one-possession game with a couple minutes on the clock to go win it or tie it, you feel confident he's going to get it done. And so my answer is this offense with Jaden Daniels gives me confidence they can go to Detroit and beat him.
Dan Quinn said it, 800-636-1067. But they didn't win all these games, okay? They didn't. They were in them, though. And here's the point. When you're talking about a young player, you're talking about a guy that's done this at the highest level, college football, obviously, but now in the National Football League, you got to experience some adversity. You got to take that mouth punch. You got to take the, this isn't going my way, and I know what the difference is from when it's bad to when it's good. They lost that Steelers game. You guys go back to that. Remember that Steelers game. They score a touchdown, talking about Pittsburgh, scores with, I think, about 2 minutes left. They're kicking the ball off to Jaden Daniels in this offense. I think everybody thought they're going to go win the game. They may or maybe not should. I don't know. They got out possessed. Pittsburgh was probably better for a lot of the game, but Washington had a lead. Everybody thought they're going to go down and win the game. They ended up not. Go down the stretch. Awkward game against the Giants both times. right? You think about the Dallas game. I know that wasn't necessarily Daniels doing that, but you start adding up the New Orleans game. You add up the Atlanta game. You add up the Philadelphia game. You have the experience of what it takes both to win and to lose, and that's almost as valuable in both cases. This group is battle-tested. They are not scared of the tight one. They are not afraid of a moment that to a lot of teams and a lot of people, a lot of players, would be too big. They are, as Dan Quinn said, battle-tested. A lot of times, you sort of roll your eyes at that kind of stuff, where some guy, the coach of an 8-8 team's like, we've been in a lot of close games. Like, well, yeah, because you're not that good, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you can't put anybody away. You're very mediocre. This is a good football team. They are. They're not great. They're not as good as Detroit is. That's not the contest. The contest isn't to see who has the better DVOA. The contest isn't to see analytically who's the best team. The contest isn't to see anything other than who scores more points on Saturday night. And I hate to be the hat-on-a-hat oversimplify Oklahoma drill guy, but here's the thing. When you suit up, you put the same laundry on as a bunch of other guys, put your cleats or turf shoes on, depending on your preference, and you go play, a bunch of weird stuff can happen, a bunch of adversity can strike, a lot of things can go on in a football game. And I believe in Washington's ability to either take advantage of or overcome any of those things that come their way, because I've watched them do it. They've done it all season long. When they were reeling, losers of three straight games, dropped that one to Dallas where they played their worst football game of the season. This was a, okay, do they have a better chance of A, winning a playoff game, B, not making it to the postseason? I remember conducting a poll on Twitter. And I think more people said not making the postseason given the way that they were reeling. They self-corrected. Wasn't a whole bunch of personnel coming back. Wasn't some magical fix other than Jaden Daniels, I think, getting fully healthy. But they ripped off a bunch of wins in a row. A couple of those games they probably shouldn't have won. Doesn't matter. This group is absolutely battle-tested. 800-636-1067. What gives you hope? Why do you believe? Let's go to line one, John in Richmond. John, why do you believe?
I got to tell everybody here that I am a fan of the New York Football Giants for 55 years. But let me take you back to 2007. The Giants went into the playoffs at 9-7. Mm-hmm. They've got three consecutive road games at Tampa, at Dallas, and then -12 in Green Bay. They win all three, go to the Super Bowl, and beat the 17-0 Tommy Brady-led Patriots. This team does not have any fear, and Jaden Daniels is a hell of a lot better than Eli Manning was at that point in his career. And remember, Eli is going to the Hall of Fame later on this year.
Washington John, I appreciate fans, the call, dude. I got a bunch of guys on hold. Didn't mean to cut you off there. But, yeah, I mean, they're different constructed teams. That
definitely
defensive
different
line was,
yes,
so incredible, and that defense was hotter than hell, and the offense would do just enough each week. This is obviously built differently, but I see the parallel where you go, you're going to get in a fight with these guys. They're going to compete with you. They're going to make it tough.
Yeah, resilience. I mean, if you're in Detroit, you're talking about this on the ticket today, our sister station in Detroit, I'm saying – don't give them a slight chance, because if you give them a slight chance, they'll win it. So if Washington's in it at the end, similar to that Giants team, they'll find a way.
Let's go to line four, John in Chantilly. Why do you believe in Washington?
Good evening, boys. How are we doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. Part A, Jaden Daniels is a stone-cold killer. I think we can all agree on that.
That is correct, sir.
Part B, listen, I think we might be underestimating our coaching staff here. You know, we have Joe Witt Jr., Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury. These guys are all straight gangster ball coaches, and they're getting their team to play along and support this young superstar that we have.
It's the level of buy-in, John. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we've gone through this a million times on our show, and a little bit, you know, tongue-in-cheek, but every coach has their slogan. Every coach puts up their little sign, or they want their little message out there. Remember Ron Rivera's group, when they were feeling about themselves, they'd throw a rock at the wall, and everyone would go nuts. And you wanted to be where your feet are, and you're not drawing a map unless you've been there. And the guy before had a slogan. The guy before that had a slogan. Everyone's got one. And guys do it or don't do it or kind of in, half out. This is different. Culturally, this is different. Starts with Peters, and then by an extension, of course, it's Dan Quinn down to the assistant coaches. That level of buy-in is rare, and it was frankly what it was like under Gibbs. That's what it was like. Either you bought in or it was your ass, but here, this feels a lot more opt-in for some of these guys. A group of free agents, some mercenaries, some one-year guys have really come together as a culture. Let's go to line two, Musa in Arlington. Why do you believe?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call, first of all. How can you not believe? We just keep getting the job done. We're playing with house money. We got nothing to lose but everything to gain. We play four quarters. We're a hard-knock football team. We're well-coached. You know, sky's the limit, man. I think if we beat the Lions, I hope we do, of course, I think we're going to go to the Super Bowl, without a doubt. I hope we don't play Philly again. I like to play L.A.
Yeah, same here, buddy. Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, when I hear no doubt, I kind of roll my eyes isn't the right term, and I'm not ripping Moose at all, but I've heard that. I heard people that are so supremely confident. There's too much data. There's too much information, Tobes, for me to guarantee anything in this game. The point, though, that's not me to be a pessimist. That's not me to be down. I know people usually associate me with being a negative Nancy or a pessimist or whatever. I'm sitting here telling you, this undermanned group 100% has a shot.
Yes.
I want to see. Let's shuffle them up and deal, man. You know, the odds are stacked against you. It's going to be loud. Detroit is excellent. They still got to see us?
Yeah, and the thing, too, is both of these teams, like we talked about earlier, are so similarly made that Dan Campbell's preaching the same thing of house money to an extent, right? Like, we shouldn't be here, they're against us, and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Even though they're the one seed, they're both preaching it.
They're the overdog.
But the thing about it that the last two callers brought up, the coaching, Danny. The coaching has done such a good job, regardless of what the roster is, whether it's great or not. They won 12 games because what they've done is they've put these guys in positions to succeed. They're not asking these guys to go out there and do something that they're bad at. It's what Belichick did a great job for so long. People would go elsewhere, they'd suck, because they're asking them to do stuff they're not good at. Washington's done a great job of putting their guys in positions to succeed. And so are they going to win for sure tomorrow? I have no idea. I know they're going to be put in a position that if they go out there and play their best game, they're going to have a chance to win.
Let's go to Dan in Fairfax, line three. Why do you believe?
Hey, boys. I believe because, like everyone else, Mr. Daniels, but my vibe is more of NBA playoffs, kind of hero ball. Allen Iverson of the world, the LeBron James. The closer we get to crunch time, the more time you put the ball in Mr. Daniels' hands. And I'm special and able to capitalize on that, where maybe during the regular season you spread it out or you didn't use everything. Yeah, and I think the pressure gets ratcheted up and you can advance in the ball.
Dan, I think that's an astoundingly good point. So normally in the regular year, I'm sitting there going, you can't run Jaden Daniels X number of times. You can't have him take these shots. Now, there's no tomorrow. The first time Brian Robinson does it get 4 yards, I'm going, that's it, enough. I don't have time to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Jaden, please. You know, the instant one run gets stuffed or someone doesn't, or someone misses an assignment, I'm going, enough. Just give it to five, for God's sakes. I don't care how many times he scrambles. If he gets to 20 carries, I'll go, okay, probably not great, but that's fine, because if you don't do it, you may never get a chance to.
When by any means necessary, if you have to go down with Jaden Daniels doing everything for the offense, you live with it.
Yeah, that's called the last 6 weeks. 800-636-1067. John Jansen joins us at 5. Your call's next. Why do you believe? Simple question. Can Washington upset Detroit? They're great. Washington is a huge, heavy underdog in this one. Question is simple. Why do you believe? Next on The Fan.